I'm Eric Carley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Steve Sikorsky from Howes. Steve, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
You know, it's good to see you at this show. We know that at shows like this, you have a chance to sit down and or actually maybe stand up at the booth at your location there on the floor and talk to drivers who are using the products. And we're going to talk about that and some of the issues that the products are addressing. In fact, let's get right into it. One of the things is deposits that have become an issue. What are these deposits called now?
Well, the it's kind of a slang term, and everybody's referring to them as stiction.
Stiction.
And it's
okay.
It's related to the high-pressure common rail
okay.
injector systems. And
okay.
what seems to be happening is the oil is what drives the plunger and the piston.
Right.
And when you pressurize that fuel to 30,000 PSI plus, it heats it up to, you know, up to 600 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
So not only is it cooking the fuel, but it's cooking that oil behind it.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
what's causing these new soapy, sticky deposits.
Wow.
And that's where the word stiction comes from.
Right. And so how are you guys at Howes meeting that problem?
Well, we have, as I've mentioned before, a Tier 4 detergent package. It's a high-end detergent package that was specifically designed to eliminate these deposits
okay.
and also the older carbon deposits. And we also have the back end of it is the oil. And we have an oil enhancer that thermally stabilizes the oil
okay.
so it's less likely to build up these soapy deposits.
Okay.
So between those two products, it seems to alleviate it quite
right.
a bit.
Okay. The next issue, something called asphaltenes?
Asphaltenes, yeah. Those are they're dark, sticky, asphalt-like deposits that get into the fuel. And that's related to the high-pressure system as well.
Okay.
When you heat that fuel up, it seems to cause these asphaltenes. And
right.
our detergent package also works very well with them. And I'll reference a customer of mine who came by yesterday. His name is Joe Malcolm from Valley Fuels in West Virginia. And he has a tank farm. He sells bulk fuel. He owns a couple of truck stops. And he said he was having a horrible problem with the asphaltenes.
Wow.
And then he started treating, well, he's always been treating with our winter treat, bulk treatment. And we added this new detergent to it. And he said it cleared the problem up overnight. He
wow.
said it went wow. away overnight.
That's great.
Yeah, so it seems to be effective.
Yeah, and so if you were like the owner-operator, I mean, in a single truck, how often are you going to need to add this, you know, to your truck? How often do you recommend this? Is this preventative? Is it a treatment after the fact? How often are you going to add this?
It's both.
Okay.
We have the same detergent package in our diesel treat anti-gel.
Okay.
Just not as high a concentration.
Okay.
So if you're using the diesel treat in the wintertime, you should really switch to the Meaner Power Cleaner in the warmer months
okay.
because you want to have something all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because they build up rapidly, and if you're not treating the fuel on a regular basis, you're going to have issues.
Yeah.
And really, the fuel economy savings pays for the product.
Okay.
You know, sometimes
sure.
more than once
yeah.
over.
Right.
And it's just really smart to do.
Right. Is there anything that Joe mentioned in terms of, like, the average driver, you know, the end user that is going to notice, I mean, outside of a teardown, you know, what are they going to notice in the performance of that engine?
What they notice immediately is the filters plugging up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they plug up on in a matter of days sometimes.
Right, right. The DPF
and,
filters?
No, the regular fuel filters.
The fuel filters would plug up.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know, they're getting expensive today. These filters aren't cheap.
Right.
So they got to keep swapping these filters out every week or two.
Yeah.
It gets to be a real expense.
Yeah.
So it's instantly noticeable.
Yeah. Okay. So something, again, you need to stay ahead of and do that. Howes has been involved with so many great causes over the years. Another great cause, Women in Trucking. Howes is now a member and also a sponsor. Why is it important?
Well, we found that the percentage of women drivers out there has been growing every year. And I think the industry has found an untapped resource
right.
you know, to help with this driver shortage.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we've sponsored the truck driving school with the scholarships.
Sure.
And this is just another way to help get the industry flush with drivers,
yeah.
because it's really an untapped resource.
Right. And, you know, I think we do have to, as an industry, look at every possible avenue to attract new people into the industry. As you mentioned, that the driver shortage is going to be a problem for the foreseeable future, honestly. And we have to get to a greater solution of attracting people into certainly attracting people into the profession of trucking. Women in Trucking, a great organization. And certainly is great in the effort of getting that word out, communicating with women, but also communicating with the industry.
You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that the truck manufacturers now have specific cab designs that are ergonomically designed for women.
Right, yeah.
And so they realize that there's a growing...
It's interesting you mentioned that, because I remember years ago at another truck show, we were actually talking with one OEM, and we were getting, you know, looking at the different designs of cabs and how that was changing. Because you don't think about it, but, you know, at that time, we were starting to see a lot more diversity in the population of drivers. But, you know, that you account for, you know, a number of things. But certainly, I guess the equipment starts to change as you start to address, maybe the skill level or experience or whatever it might be to make it safer, you know, in that equipment, but also, to make it more amenable to the lifestyle on the road.
Right.
Which can be, really, really hard, and not everybody is cut out to do it. However, if we can change things here and there with that equipment or whatever it might be in different aspects of trucking, we do make it more amenable to individuals getting out there and doing it for a living, and then that's one less thing they have to worry about or deal with.
Exactly. And the skill level is equal to men.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
more of an ergonomic thing because they're not as big and tall
right.
as a lot of men, so the seats are different.
Right.
The pedals are a little bit closer.
Right.
Just to make it, like you said, safer
sure.
and more amenable.
And let's talk about something that you and I haven't touched on before. That from House, and that is this multi-purpose lubricant and penetrating oil, you know, that maybe you don't have it on board or maybe you've got a different brand. So help us with the House version of this, you know, multi-purpose lube and penetrating oil. What is it that sets it apart from the others?
Well, that's an interesting story because that was the very first product that Howes ever developed back in 1920. Mm-hmm. And the story is that Wendell Howes, who was the founder of the company, was a chemist, a tinkerer, an entrepreneur, and he was disassembling a Model T or a Model A, I forget, Ford, just to see how it was put together. And it was in cold weather, and then he was trying to reassemble it. But back in that time, they only had heavy greases. They didn't have light lubricating oils.
Right.
And he's having a difficult time getting it back together because the grease was freezing. It was so thick.
Wow.
So he said, you know, there's probably a use for a lighter, you know, lubricating and penetrating oil. So he developed that very first one. He was the very first one to come out with that.
Wow.
And, you know, that's been our kind of our flagship product ever since.
Right, yeah.
And it's sold throughout the major truck stop chains. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some major fleets that are using it, some names I can't mention.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very good product, and it works on not only on, you know, mechanical issues, door hinges, anything around the household that needs lubrication, squeaks, rattles. I even use it on my guns. It's a great CLP for gun cleaning.
Right, right. Just a great product all the way around and something you do want to have on board. I mean, it's just, especially when you're out there on the road, maybe you're not at a truck stop, you're at a rest area, you want to have this on board if it's, you know, 2 a.m., you know, and it's, you know, again, a number of things, all the different uses.
Right.
But you certainly don't want to be without it, you know, in that situation. And then, of course, around the house. You know,
absolutely.
You know, so
it works great on the landing gear on the trailers too.
You know, again, a great thought because typically we think of the heavier greases or something else. But as it goes back to the beginning, wait a minute. You know, maybe a penetrating oil is better here in this you know environment. Certainly something you want to pick up and have in multiple toolboxes. Yeah, at truck stops all over the U.S. Right.
Correct, and I can't keep it in my garage because every time I bring it home, my friends steal it.
Yeah. That's when you know it's working, is when you have to hide it. When you have to hide it. I know that story. I've got a couple of similar items myself. It's like, when did I have to get a lock for my tool shed? You know, from my own family members, all your great stuff disappears. That's how you know it's great.
Absolutely.
There you go. So spread the word. Steve, always great talking to you. Kudos to House and the work that they do and the involvement in the industry and giving back and helping the industry to grow.
Right. And thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you being here today, and I know we're going to talk again soon. Thank you, buddy.
Great. Thank you.